We're real short on time, folks. You don't understand what time it is? It's 11:59:59. And you better start to understand it. People who can't get angry. You're not angry now? What would it take for you to stand up as a real man or a real woman? What would it take? Nothing. Because you're a slave who likes being a slave. That's all it comes down to. You don't have a drop of courage inside of you. That's what somebody who never gets angry is. A coward. A coward. So what happened with this Eric Garner situation is a politician gave an order. We can't have these slaves on the street voluntarily interacting with each other because we're not getting a cut. How dare they think that they can keep the product of their exchanges with each other without paying us a duty, without paying us our extortion fee? Slaves might get the idea they're no longer slaves. So get out on the street and harass them and put this practice to an end and stop them by whatever amount of force called violence that you don't actually have a right to engage in, that you need to engage in to make them stop doing what they actually have a right to do. There ain't no human being that interacted with Eric Garner that he physically conducted violence against. And anybody wants to say that he was conducting a wrong behavior, you're talking out your ass. And you don't know what you're talking about because you don't know the difference between right and wrong behavior if that's what you think. And if you think that and you think what was done to him is somehow justified, you're a Nazi lover and you're a cult member supporter. Choked to death over selling somebody a cigarette. This is where we're at in America, folks. And the fact that people aren't outraged is an even bigger outrage than the act itself. Now, there is outrage. I mean, there are people who are outraged. They're out in the street over this. It's somewhat of a healthy sign, you know? But the fact that the average person in America isn't absolutely turning their life upside down because stuff like this in general is going on. I'm not just talking about one of these incidents. I'm talking about the general state of things. The fact that they're not actively engaged in putting this dynamic to a rest. It speaks volumes about the total loss of morality in this nation. The total loss of morality. I'm just sick to call the people around me countrymen. Anybody that I even live around. Because they're just disgusting, absolute, immoral trash. Your call's on the other side of the break. I've been informed we have a cult member on the line. We'll pick this up on the other side. You're listening to What on Earth is Happening? We'll be right back.
No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to What on Earth is Happening? I'm your host, Mark Passio. My website, whatonearthishappening.com. Before we go to the phones, I just want to address this issue of moral culpability when it comes to order followers. People insist it's the politicians that are the problem. It's the order givers that are the problem. While there would be no death in the Eric Garner situation, okay, if it was just a politician saying, we don't want you selling those Lucy cigarettes. They told an order follower who went out and was willing to give his energy of his body into doing a violent behavior. Order followers are the ones who actually carry out the orders. Therefore, they have brought the resultant harm into manifestation in physical reality. This is what people cannot seem to understand. That's what it means to be personally responsible for the causation of that harm. Not the one who ordered the harm carried out, the one who actually did the harm. That's what blame is for. Ascribing culpability. That's what the word culpability means. Culpa in Latin means blame. Who is at fault? Who is the one who actually caused this harm to come into manifestation in the physical reality? Well, of course it's the one who took the behavior, not the one who said that the behavior should be done or wrote down that it should be done. The one who did it is the one who is the most culpable, the most responsible. Am I telling people that politicians and order givers have absolutely no moral culpability? No, never, ever, ever, ever once made that statement and never would once make that statement. You'll never hear, you cannot go to any place in any interview or podcast or video that I have ever done where I have said that an order giver bears no moral culpability for their behavior, for their immoral behavior. Because I have never said it and never will make that statement. What I have always focused on is that the order follower bears more emphasis added more moral culpability than the order giver. Because through their actual behavior, they're the ones who caused the harm and brought that into physical reality. And if people don't understand that, I don't understand what's wrong with them. There is something wrong with their thinking. There is something fundamentally broken in their ability to analyze and logically think. If you don't understand that an order follower is more morally responsible for harm that results in the world than the one who spoke the order to them. I think most of the people who listen to this radio show do understand that truth. So let's go to the phone lines and see what people have to say about this entire dynamic that we're seeing play out in our world. Cult members and their family members and supporters will go to the top of the queue. Ron, who is a cult member, you're live on What on Earth is Happening. Welcome to the show. What do you have for us this evening?
I've been a police officer for 10 years, Mark.
Have been or still actively are?
Still am.
How do you enjoy your cult?
Well, I found your work.
Do you like serving Satanists? You like serving the satanic elite of the world who are pedophiles?
You want to have a conversation or not?
No, I want to ask you if you enjoy serving the satanic elite. Because you don't know who you serve. You think you do, but you don't. See, I definitively know who you serve. It doesn't matter whether you don't, sir. You don't need to even know it in your own mind for it to be true. You think that what you understand about the world is true. You have no idea who you serve. None. None. You can continue now. I wanted to make that statement first.
I first found your work on natural law. And what I do is try to enforce natural law.
Again, what you're trying to do versus what you're actually doing are two different things. If you're still involved in this cult, what I'm trying to explain to somebody... Hold on, mute the caller for a moment so I could explain a point. What I want to explain is that the intention of what someone thinks that they are involved with versus what they are actually involved with are two different things. If you would have asked a Nazi in Germany, what are you actively involved with? They would have told you, well, I'm trying to bring about this result in society. I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to uphold the laws of our culture that are made by our politicians. It wouldn't have made the Nazis any less evil. Wouldn't have made them any less evil. What you can't see because you're too close to the dynamic, Ron, is that that's you. You're still involved in the cult of ultimate evil. Doesn't matter whether you don't understand it. Doesn't matter whether you perceive it differently. It doesn't matter whether your intention is honest, meaningless. All of those things are meaningless. And I can't even believe we're still at a point where people don't grasp this in the year 2014 going on 2015. I still can't believe that they can fundamentally confuse intent with actuality of bringing harm into manifestation by what they support and condone. People in your cult are murdering people with impunity on a daily basis in this nation. And whether you understand it or not, you're part of that dynamic. Finish what you want to say. Unmute him.
Yeah, how nice of you to unmute me. It's easy when you're behind the microphone.
Yeah, that's correct, because it is my radio show, and if I'm going to make a point on the air, I'm going to do it, sir. Finish what you have to say.
Let's see in some cuffs and make that same move, buddy.
I don't do anything that's against natural law, so anybody that wants to try to put me in that situation will have to come and do it with the proper amount of force, because if I haven't done anything wrong to another human being, no one's taken my freedom. So you're still in the satanic mindset. I'd love to see people like you come out of it, but you're committed to it for a reason. You can't admit you're wrong. You're not man enough. You're not man enough to admit one fundamental thing. You've been duped. You've been duped. See, that's what makes me infinitely more of a man than most men out there. Because I could look at myself in the mirror and say, I was duped. I figured out that I was duped. And then I had to take a long, hard look at the soul. Go through the long, deep, hard night of the soul. And say to myself, how'd I let myself get duped like that? And now what am I going to do about it? But I went through that process. And I came out the other side of that process. Then became a force for truth and goodness in this life. Because people don't want to hear that hard truth of who they're really serving, because they want to fundamentally believe that they're doing something good with their intentions when they don't really know who or what they're involved with at a higher level, because they don't have enough knowledge. They don't have enough knowledge, and they haven't done enough reading and seeking and discovery in their lives to understand what they're really involved in. And that's the fundamental dynamic nature of the problem. We'll pick this up on the other side, folks. You're listening to What on Earth is Happening here on RBN. We'll be right back.